We're like the younger brother. Because when the younger brother comes back, he says, I'm not worthy to be called your son, which is true. So make me like one of your hired men. In other words, he says, I don't want the status of sonship. I don't deserve that. You can't reinstate me into the family. I understand that. I'm not worthy of that. All I want is to be able to pay you back bit by bit. Make me like one of your hired men. But the father will have nothing of that. The father says, bring a robe and put a ring on his finger. And that's a signet ring, probably. The signet ring was the way in which you made a contract. You didn't sign your name. You put the family seal on it. In other words, he was saying, I don't want to be a son. I just want to earn my way back, you know, by gradual. And the father is saying, no, you're a son. And he adopts him, essentially. Confers sonship on him like that, in a stroke. We're all like that. When we first come to God, we all say, well, I'm not worthy, and that's true. But I just want to earn it. I'm going to try to live a good life, and I'm going to come to church, and I'm going to read my Bible, I'm going to try my very best to pull it all together. Maybe someday at the end God will take me to heaven, but the biblical God will have none of that. When you believe in Jesus Christ, you get full rights as sons. And that is an absolutely secure position. A hired man is like an employee. And an employee, if you blow up your life, you know, if you're an employee and you fail your employer and you don't do everything wrong and you blow up, you're fired. There's no security in being an employee. But if you're a child and you don't do what your parents say and you blow up your life, what happens? The parents get more intensely interested in you than before. That's how it works in my family. Best way to get is more of your father's love than you've ever had before is screw up. Why? It's totally different than being a hired man. It's a status. It's a standing. It's secure. That's the reason why Dr. Lloyd-Jones had a pastoral question he asked to people. He was a minister in Britain. He used to ask people this question, a diagnostic pastoral question. He would say, let me ask you, right now, are you a Christian? Are you a child of God? And if the person said, as often they did, well, I'm trying, the doctor knew, here's a person who doesn't understand what it means to be a Christian at all. Here's a person who wants to be a hired man or woman and doesn't understand the deep security of having sonship conferred on you.